Chapter 5 Puppy Party. When Friday came, the girls were excited. They surprised Aunt Miranda with a triple-decker cake. The cake was so big that they wheeled it in on a decorated cart. Ta-da! They said. Oh my, said Aunt Miranda, that's the prettiest cake I have ever seen. After they ate the party refreshments, the girls brushed their teeth and put on their nighties and slippers. Then Mystery and her puppies made themselves comfortable inside the tent, and the girls made themselves comfortable in their sleeping bags. Maybe Shoe Pink will let Mystery and the puppies visit us here in the garden when spring comes, said Willa. Soon the girls and Mystery and her puppies were all fast asleep, dreaming of spring in the garden. The next morning, the girls were rolling up their sleeping bags when Aunt Miranda's phone rang. Everything was tidy, and the girls were sitting quietly with the puppies when she came back. That was Shoe Pink, Aunt Miranda said. He's home from China and he's coming over today. Oh no, Ashlyn whispered sadly. The girls held the puppies closer, dreading the moment they'd have to say goodbye. They looked up at Aunt Miranda with very long faces. I told Shoe Pink what I told your parents when I spoke to them last night, said Aunt Miranda. I explained how hard you tried to find Mystery when she disappeared and how careful and loving you have been with the puppies. Aunt Miranda smiled. I said that Mystery trusts you to take good care of her puppies, so they should too. The girls were silent. Then Kendall said, wait, do you mean? Yes, said Aunt Miranda, smiling. Shoe Pink and your parents agree? When the puppies are big enough to leave Mystery, you may each take one home. Oh, said the girls joyfully. They hugged Aunt Miranda. They hugged each other. They hugged Mystery, whose tail wagged thump, thump, thump with happiness. Then very gently, each happy Willy Wisher hugged their puppy, the puppy that was hers to love forever, for